This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms, the podcast where we celebrate the untamed journey of womanhood. Here, we tell the stories of incredible women who have embraced their authenticity, inspiring others to do the same.
From entrepreneurs to artists, activists to adventurers, we share triumphs, challenges, and the beauty of self-discovery. These are the stories of women blazing their own trails, breaking free, and blooming unapologetically.
Join us to connect, be inspired, and celebrate the power of women's stories. Together, let's rewrite the rules and embrace our wildness.
Welcome to Untamed Blossoms. I'm your host, Amanda Riley.
And I'm Christy Riley. Welcome to the show, everybody.
So far, we have already recorded half of this and had to re-record because our mics were not in the...
It was my fault. It was my fault. I plugged the mics in and they were in the wrong slots.
I couldn't use my eyeballs. But what really shocked me is I looked down. We were both talking. I only saw one line and I was like,
"Well,
wait one minute."
The good news is you caught it part of the way in and we didn't finish the whole thing. And then... that what you weren't editing to realize that you couldn't hear me at all. So
yeah, I would have crashed out hard. So that's the thing. I would much rather know in the moment.
Correct.
This is correct. Yeah. We're only 20 minutes in. We've done whole episodes before.
Hell yeah. We're good. So, We're totally
truly,
good.
It's fine.
We're taking that as a blessing. Thank you, universe.
Yeah. I do. I'm excited for today's 300 list part three.
Yeah.
Around creative endeavors and artistic expressions.
Yes.
And we were talking about just like, you know, comparison and starting off like making these lists. And, you know, it's really hard when some people are really, really creative or artistic in one medium to not be like, well, I'm not creative at all.
Right.
Look at them.
Right. I shouldn't even try. Right.
Totally.
And, you know, we have really artistic friends, guys.
Super.
We couple have of them super on the show. Talented people around us. So
writers, artists.
Right. And also it's people, I think, also think as creativity and artistic expression as only crafty things.
Yes.
And I want to make sure that people expand that to be one of your creative superpowers is that you're a creative problem solver. Mm-hmm. You're a creative... You know, in the workplace, you can think outside the box. That's creativity, you guys. It's not always something that you're doing with photographs and paints or design or, you know. So I want you to guys not to think about, don't put yourself in a hole if you're like, I'm skipping this category altogether because I'm not a creative person.
Or
you
write, like I did, the first five I wrote was like photography, take an art class. Take a crochet class. I'm like, okay, there's only so many mediums I can learn in a lifetime.
Right.
So then I stopped myself and said, okay.
And are you truly interested in those things, right?
Like we almost got to that when we first recorded. And I want to talk about that because you mentioned that you see me as more creative than I see myself probably.
Yeah.
And you mentioned resin. I'm going to tell you something about resin. Okay. I did it and I made really big earrings with a friend.
Right.
Came over, brought all the stuff. I made really big earrings.
Yeah.
I thought, I can make my own massive earrings.
Yes.
I'm definitely doing this.
Yeah.
Great.
Right.
Within a day, I had bought
all the
every
things.
Powder that you can buy to change colors, every alcohol color bottle, every mold, everything.
Yeah.
Everything. So right. hundreds of dollars.
Right.
Getting this stuff right. set up. And I was like, not uh-huh. only will I make my own earrings, I'm going to go to vendor fairs and I'm going to sell all of my resin items. I had an entire show, if you will, at a bar.
Yes.
Filled with just my resin shit.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
At no point did I like doing it. There was never a point where I thought this process is so, I was fucking stressed to the max.
You were miserable doing it.
So miserable, so stressed out, especially if it was for somebody else.
Yeah.
The stress that would mount in my body from doing it.
This is news to me. I have no idea.
Of course it's news to you because I said to myself, self, you did this. You're going to fucking enjoy it. You're going to sell this shit.
And you're like doing it. That's hysterical.
Stressful, messy, expensive. It was horrible.
Yeah. So the rules here should be it's something that you are really interested in.
Yeah.
And that you're really wanting and maybe just curious about, right? There's some of that, like one of mine is glass blowing. Take a glass blowing class. Yeah. I'm fucking fascinated for it.
Yeah.
I might find that I hate it.
You won't. It's so fun.
But I am so fascinated by it that I want to try it.
Right.
Right.
And it's okay. Another thing, which is wild for me to say, you can try something.
And then not like it.
You don't have to take it. You don't have to make it your whole personality. You don't start a business about it.
Right.
You can literally go. I went to a glass blowing class. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I've not been back since. That was like easy 10 years ago.
Right.
Not been back since, but right. it was a wonderful experience. I'm so happy I did it. And I still have the glass bulb that I made.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's good enough. Right. And I think totally. Part of this is exploring. Self-exploration is what this all is all about. Things that you would like to try, things that you're trying to figure out. You know, you may find that you hate it all. Everything on your list. You may find that secret thing that you were like, I wasn't sure if I'd like it. And now it is an absolute passion of mine.
And that's important too, because there are so many things out there. Really dig in and like, what could this be?
Right.
This could be my new passion maybe.
Right.
But like go deeper than like, I'm going to do photography. Right? Right. Like that's why I think like the go-to thing is right. like mediums that you're familiar with, but there's so much more out there.
Yeah.
And I mentioned this before too, but you know, when I went to college, I desperately wanted to be creative. That's all I wanted to do. And the mediums that were around me, whether it be pottery, whether it be crocheting, knitting, quilting, I wasn't good at cooking. I wasn't interested in any of that at the time at all.
Yeah.
And luckily I had an awesome professor who is also a musician, who is also my, what do they call those?
Like a mentor, like your,
like academic
advisor.
He was also my academic advisor, and I changed my major to communications from biology, which was a good move. And I wanted to do a radio show, and he was like, cool, can't understand anything that you ever say anyway, like on the regular, much, much nicer, but also very direct though. And was like, you have an odd shaped mouth. So do I. You mumble, you talk a million miles per hour. You're going to have to work at that. That was way more manageable for me to practice than figuring out how to be a better drawer or a painter.
Right, right. But at the same time, I think if drawing brings you a lot of peace and you love
it
and you're not good at it in the beginning, doesn't mean you can't be good at
it. But that's
it
exact
if you continue
same
to
thing.
Practice. Same thing, right?
Take the same thing though, right?
Right?
So like I knew I wanted to have a microphone in front of this face.
Yeah.
I said, I'll be damned if people don't hear me on a show. Look at me now.
Amen.
That was at the ripe age of 18.
Yeah.
Now 39.
Where
guess what?
Back at it.
Mic'd up.
Mic'd up, baby.
So,
mic'd.
So I wasn't inherently good at that.
Yeah.
And I had two shows. And I'm sure he listened to it and was like, what is she saying? But I worked really hard at it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I worked really hard at it. And when I was able to start doing film too as my minor and started like editing film and shooting commercials and doing all those things, I was like, again, not easy. It's not like we had phones plot twist.
Right.
The year was 2004, 2005.
Right.
I had to buy a camera that you held and recorded things.
Right.
So all I'm saying is.
It did not ring and connect to the interweb.
Oh. So all I'm saying is there are will be some things too that you find that you're creating that gives you joy creatively that is still a lot of work.
Right. Right. So. Yeah. Lots of venues here. And so lots of things to explore. And for those of you who believe that you're not crafty, that's not what this is. And so it really puts you in a space of what lights you up. And so we can go through some, you know, dance is on mine.
Mine too.
And I would love to like compete in some sort of a professional dance competition sometime. And I'm running out of time, maybe. Yeah. But I'm like, I would love to practice enough choreography and dance and get good enough to where I actually am in a competition.
Yeah. That's interesting. So I have dance on mine, but from a different angle, which is I never want to feel a way about myself or my body that I stop dancing for fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I never want to be in a situation where if a tune strikes me and I feel like a little jig coming on, I'm going to do the jig.
Always.
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 I don't want to never go somewhere that has a DJ or a wedding and not dance because I am fearful of people perceiving me.
Right.
Being creative musically is really important to me. I played violin for 13 years. I stopped when I had the chance because hard. But like
music, I didn't know that. That's
you nice. Didn't know?
I didn't know that you played the violin.
From third grade until my freshman year of college.
I had no idea.
Fiddler, if you will.
Fantastic. Yeah. I love that.
Help me with math.
Yeah.
Help me learn math.
I was saxophonist back in the day.
Suddenly we're starting our own band.
Hey.
Fiddler on the sax.
I don't know if I could play a saxophone now if you put it up to my mouth, if I'd remember how to do it, but that stopped around the eighth grade, so it's been a long time.
Yeah.
But I remember just practicing a little hard out on the porch.
Yeah. And that's what's crazy is when you're a kid, you are approaching the world with a creativity lens. All you want to do is have a creative outlet.
Right.
And creativity is important when you're little. And then you grow out of it because for many reasons. And that's, for me, why I had dance on that list.
Yeah. And as for inspiration, I watched a couple of TED Talks about creativity. And it talked about adults abandoning creativity for work. And that we get into this adult role and we forget about creativity. And really, creativity is play. And it's necessary for happiness. It's necessary for us to continue to feel connected to ourselves and to others. And we totally abandon it in adulthood in a lot of ways.
You know,
if you ask an adult, when's the last time you played or what's your creative expression in this world? Lots of them will be like, don't know. Not sure.
Yeah. And right. It's so sad. Like that's what enriches the world. And I do feel like vibrationally, a big part of why we are here right now is capitalism. Don't get me started.
Right.
But that causes you, if it's not making you money, why are you doing it? I'm the queen of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's hard to continue to pour time into something that you know is not going to earn you anything.
Right. Right. Except happiness.
Which should be the most important thing.
It should be the most important thing, right? Yeah. And it could be something as you know, like we were talking about Untamed Blossoms and where it was headed before we started recording. And the permaculture garden design is in, and I'm so excited about it, and it's so beautiful. And I think we share a lot on this list. And so part of it was, you know, herbology and herbs and tinctures and soaps. And, you know, and originally Sarah did say that Untamed Blossoms would have products, and we thought that meant other people's products. It may end up being that way coming from the garden that we have all kinds of cool stuff that comes out of here. And that would be really beautiful. And that there's medicines coming out. There's a medicine section in this garden and the edible section. And it's kind of shaped like a mandala and it's fucking stunning. Katie Carey, thank you. Can't wait to see this thing in fruition. And so whatever comes of that is also a creative expression, right? And working with Katie creatively to come up with what I wanted and mixed with her creativity and what she knows in permaculture world and bringing this whole thing into fruition and having it be something that does produce food and flowers and beauty and all the things is, that's another form of expression of creativity. That's my creativity, but also it sustains a whole lot of other things and it's tapping into other people's creativity. And we're having so much fun just how I keep saying this every day. That's what we led with is show me how good it can be.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, let me see how good this can come out and who shows up for it and who it brings together and what kind of community it builds. And Untamed Blossoms continues. We keep trying, right?
Yeah.
We keep doing the things that try to see what brings community together and what comes of it. And it's been beautiful so far. So yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I also had herbology, soaps, all of that, tinctures on mine as well. And I think the hardest part, remember when we, before we had a podcast, we were going to do workshops.
Uh-huh.
Remember that?
Uh-huh.
And we were going to do some sort of mixture, something. Remember that? We were going to do like some sort of like making your own soap. And
no, we were going to do some sort of tinctures or learning how to detox your house, I think was part of the series and bringing people together to learn how to make their own laundry detergent and how to make their own soaps and how to make their own body butters and how to make their own all the things.
I think it's just interesting because again, going back to creativity and going back to tapping into intuition and things don't always just happen the way you think they're going to happen.
Right.
Now we have a podcast scheduling for season 3, by the way.
I know. Yeah.
And a huge space and a huge studio, thanks to you, obviously. And then now this garden, that's going to bring us back full circle to some of the things we originally wanted to do in a very different, much better way.
Right. Yeah. And it's come in a different package, but
totally.
Laying out the same things and you know, timing, you know, it's all divine timing.
Totally.
All divine timing. And I think you and I have done a great job of just releasing
the control of that,
which is really hard for you and I historically is not to be like, let's go push. And we're just kind of letting it organically materialize and develop and see where it goes. And not that we're not working on it, but it's just, you know, we show up every week and we record and you do the editing and the stuff and promoting and emailing and all the things. We do all those things, but I don't think we're trying to like micromanaging it and pushing it really hard to where we're miserable.
So letting it be. This is a huge creative outlet for me.
Yes.
Obviously. Yes. Like, and it's always been, it's a whole full circle thing for me. Editing, even though I was doing mostly film.
Yeah.
Back in my day, you had to do film and voice separate. So one could say I was doing the same thing, but way harder.
Right.
But it's super full circle for me. And I think most of this stuff is. And when you dabble in things, you're not going to always be great at it. And you can do it for one thing, like we said about the glass blowing, or you can turn it into something like this. Like it just depends what fills your cup.
Right.
And even on my list, I had continue to sing karaoke.
Mm, I love that.
I'm going to rewind you back to my birthday party. Hired a DJ.
Karaoke party.
How many people did not want to sing?
A lot.
Almost all, but like, let's say 4.
Yeah.
There were some ensemble moments where people got up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
People did not.
I'm one of those. I definitely was in that camp. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I can sing at all.
Okay, kettle, because this pot out here is screech into the heavens, but it brings me joy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
So I don't care how I sound. I just just very much like dancing.
Yeah.
Want to continue to make sure I prioritize going to go sing at a karaoke place and continue to do that, even though I have a shit voice, because I love doing it.
Okay. Get your list out. Let's go. Okay. Let's go over our list. Let's go back and forth. This is back and forth time where we give you guys
some
insights on our list.
Yep, you go first.
Okay. Hang on. Mine go together. Okay. Learn how to watercolor paint. It's number one. Take an actual class so that mine doesn't look like that my 4-year-old grandson did it. Learn how to throw pottery. I've taken a singular class and I did love it, but it was really way harder than it seems on the TV shows. A glassblowing class and see if I like it. Learn more about photography. This is a funny one because my husband laughs because I never take a picture of anything everywhere.
Even when prompted.
So, but I'm like, I want to get a big camera and take really cool pictures of a bunch of different things. And he just laughs at me. And so that's fair. If I can't take it with the one that I carry around all the time, why would I buy something that that's really expensive that I have to pack around to take a picture?
You never know.
Okay. So a visual family history book. Make a visual family history book. And so I would like to do that before my mom passes away and my aunt from my biological father's side, get it to kind of gather some photos. And so that my kids have a real foundation. I feel like I did not get that education and still really am piecing it together myself. Thanks to like ancestry and some of those things. Right. But I'm learning information through that I'm like, you know, and then you hear the stories, some mostly terrible stories, but I would like to know who these people are. And like part of it has been part of my shadow work, which is why my aunt sent that, is really breaking very strong linear, like ancestral dramas that continue to get repeated that I'm determined to stop in my family. But so a family history book. Write a bedtime story for my grandkids.
I love that.
Get really good at making bracelets because I tried it. And also one of those things that my watercolor friend is really good at. And I was like, I made one for her birthday. And she was like, that's cute. But I feel like she was like, oh, he's sweet. Let's see. Help bring local organic food being delivered easily to consumers from farmers into existence in my area. That's one of them. I'm currently working with OEFA on that project. help design and build a gorgeous garden space. Also in the middle of that.
Done.
Find a dance class that I really love, that I go to religiously. Dance every day for my joy. Come up with creative solutions for recycling at our new house. And so they do not offer recycling pickup here. And so, unfortunately, we haven't participated in any recycling since we've been here. And I feel like a horrible human for that. So I need to come up with some sort of creative solution that my family can participate in, that either I have somebody come and pick up or I deliver somewhere, or maybe I start begging our recycling people to take it. I don't know. For everybody out here.
Yeah.
I would like to learn sacred geometry.
I love that.
Really fascinated with sacred geometry.
Yeah.
I would like to use sacred geometry in our home to optimize energy. I would like to compete in a dance competition of some kind.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to take a pole dancing class.
Our friend Carrie could help you with that.
I think that would be fun.
Yeah.
They seem, but I want to do it with a whole room full of like you and all of my friends.
Yeah.
Because I think it would be so much fun.
So fun.
Hysterical.
Yeah.
Publish my own series of children's books. Learn to knit or crochet. Knit or crochet an actual wearable item.
I love that.
Write poetry. Attend a poetry event. Never been to one, but I love listening to poetry on Instagram.
Yeah.
I love listening how people put words together. I don't think it's one of my talents, but I love listening.
Some people are just very
so good at it. Oh, anyway. Create the most gorgeous garden space where food is abundant, beauty of plants and flowers takes your breath away. Create a space in that garden for women to come and heal them, to be with themselves and heal. Launch a podcast focused on storytelling.
Done, done, and done.
Make a quilt from meaningful fabrics, like from your kids, like when they were little or whatever, or your family members. I feel like that might be something that I do possibly after our parents are gone. Begin a daily sketch or drawing or watercolor journal. So where I literally practice it every day.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Continue to learn about herbs and how to take what we grow and turn it into medicine. Create a fairy village in the garden.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, no.
Let's hope real fairies come through there.
Why wouldn't you? Because I want to invite them into our space.
Can be me.
Start or be a part of a chain story or an art book.
Oh, yeah.
And so you start it and then you pass it around.
Yep.
Amongst and see where it goes, and then it comes back to you eventually. I think that would be cool. And the same thing with a traveling sketchbook, but where you send it around the world. Send it around the world, create a social media page for it so folks can follow where it goes.
I love that.
So if you get it, you have to post onto the social media what you added to it and send it off, and the next person has to post. Yeah. So make it a public page and see where it ends up. A traveling sketchbook.
I love that.
That'd be cool.
I love
it. What a cool story. So that's what's mine. Okay. Those were all mine.
Wow. You said.
This is a lot of them.
Serious.
I could have slowed down probably and talked about more of them, but that was nice.
I'll slow down mine.
You
know.
We're going to have similar ones, I know.
One of mine says Martha Stewart. And let me explain. I know what you're thinking. What?
You want to go to prison? No, wait. I'm just kidding.
I mean, the shoe fits.
Maybe.
I just feel like I just saw someone post this interview of her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like me having a casual morning. That's like Martha Stewart talking about her morning. Anything but casual. Like she's like, you know, getting herbs out of her garden and making fresh tea and like doing Pilates and she just has a most intentional schedule every day filled with doing things that I think we would consider the hard way.
Yeah.
Nothing. She doesn't open the refrigerator and grab out yogurt. She makes yogurt every week. Okay. Everything that she does, she intentionally makes and puts time and care and detail into.
Yeah.
That is the opposite of how I act in any situation.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what's the fastest, quickest way to get things done? And I just feel like Martha is my end goal. I want to get to the point in my life where I feel like I can curate my days and be meaningful and slow down. And like, that's just like my end goal when it comes to creativity, like using it in every aspect of your life.
Right. And now, is that her schedule now, or that was her schedule when she was back in
before she retired? Funny thing. It was like an interview.
Like Martha's not really retired, but right. She's also 80 years old now. Right. So she has.
Yeah, but did you see her on the cover of the swimsuit?
I mean, she's rocking it.
But, you know, I think it was recent with like last 10 years or so, let's say, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But
that's despite just having a billion-dollar industry and, you know, and building an empire, she curates her days.
Mary.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And when she has friends over, everything's so intentional. The flowers she picks from her own garden. Right. Like,
that's how her business started.
Yeah.
Right.
Totally.
Like, when you watch her documentary, like, that's how her business started, is creating real, intentional, beautiful spaces for people. And then it blossomed from there.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so that's just something for me when I think of a creative life. It's that avenue.
Yeah.
Of like everything that you do is curated and intentional and with love and detail versus how quickly can I get this thing done?
Right.
Check it off the list.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Now I'll go back to my actual things I want to do.
I love that. I think that's good. I think that should be all of our goal, really.
Truly.
Is curating your day the way you want it. Even if, you know. Making your own yogurt is not in your repertoire, but maybe it is supporting a local person who makes yogurt or a local company who does it, or, you know, like it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both.
Write a book. Mm. I've already started a book.
I know.
Horror book.
I love this.
So I need to finish that. take a baking class. And baking in general, you know, I've been watching a lot of the Great British Baking Show.
Right, right.
Every season to be exact. And I desperately want to learn how to bake. It goes back, and I will probably say this so much during my time chatting here, it's annoying, that my biggest problem with creativity is my speed of which I live and do everything. Mm-hmm. And so all of these things are tedious and time consuming, and it deters me from trying it. When I watch the British Baking Show and seeing like a lot of their content, other baking shows or other cooking shows, I feel like really fast forward through like the actual cooking.
Right.
They do not.
Yeah.
It's all in the tent. It's all about them cooking.
Right.
So I just see, oh my God, that looks like so much work. What? So I'm going to start with bread. But I want to actually go take a baking class or just learn from people in my life that are great bakers. Brittany, yeah, Kate, right. A lot of people in my life are really good. I was
going to say, yeah, Brittany, you shouldn't have to go very far to learn how to bake from Brittany.
Right.
Your bestie.
So I'm going to learn how to make bread from her.
Yeah.
This golden months.
Yeah.
The burr months.
Uh-huh. Plus, having fresh sourdough bread is.
Everyone's getting sourdough for Christmas. I already declared this. Great. I will be making sourdough within the month.
We're excited. Okay. Can't wait.
Take a crochet class. I can crochet the fuck out of a blanket. Okay. Mm-hmm. Back and forth, back and forth. I went from rage walking to rage crocheting to then splitting my time between the two.
Right.
And what's really fun about crocheting for me is it gives me something to do with my hands when I'm anxious and can't just sit still.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my phone.
Right.
Your hands are busy. You cannot be on your phone.
Right.
It's a great outlet for me to doing something that doesn't require thought. That's not my phone.
Yeah.
So I would like to be able to make more than just a back and forth robe blanket. It's like, it's the bulky blanket yarn. Like, I'm not making patterns. I'm not following a pattern. I don't know how to read a pattern. So I would just like to get more into that so I could do that.
Right.
So also pottery.
Mm.
My grandmother had a ceramic shop.
That's awesome. It's in your DNA.
She was like really good at making this shit.
Right.
I would love to try. I've never even tried.
Yeah.
I guess in college I did a little bit.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
I was like, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore. And
yes.
This is easy. I can do this. It is not.
No.
And
our friend Sarah.
If you get too far down and your hair is long.
In there. I've seen those videos.
That's bad. You know.
But I do look at like Sarah, Megan, going to these classes, loving them.
Right.
Creating these things.
Oh right.
My God, that's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I agreed. Totally agree.
I also have photography online, mostly because I do feel like I'm pretty good naturally. No,
it makes sense for you. Like, you take pictures constantly.
I would love to have a nice camera.
Yeah, you take pictures constantly. Yeah. You are the camera queen. If anybody is at a thing that's going to take photos, it will be you. It will be you that has the total collage of the family photos at a family event. You will make sure that you get most people. Like, that's just how you operate.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be like, so a family event went by. Christy, how many pictures you have on your camera, on your phone? I'll be like,
wait, what phone?
Where's my phone?
We're supposed to take pictures of this event?
What? I was, you know, and some of that is good, right? Like, the good news is I'm being present with the people that are there and enjoying the event. That's great. However, most people do want to commemorize the said event. I just took my mom to see her four sisters, their three sisters. They had been in a room for many, many years together. And not one photograph. We all enjoyed each other's company. It was great. We didn't take one freaking photo. Dumb. Now, my other cousins were there. Also, nobody suggested a photo.
Yeah.
So it wasn't just me, but I was like, oh, man. That was one of those moments that I should have really taken a picture.
Well, and I think, too, like, a lot of people in my family died when I was very young. A lot.
Yeah.
And I always think, I wish I had more photos of them.
Yeah.
Like, it really drives me to be like.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love taking pictures of somebody and them saying, wow, you really captured me. Like, I feel like beautiful in that photo, or I really love that photo of me. I think it's just important to help other people feel seen too.
Yeah.
You know, so I try to, if I see someone looking cute, I'm like, oh my God, I'm taking a photo of this right now.
Right.
You know, so.
Yeah.
I would like to have a nicer camera to really.
Nice of you. You do a good job of that. And it falls into all of this creativity part of it that you love so much.
Yeah.
It definitely is something that you strive, that you're really good at.
Visual things. I'm a visual learner.
Yeah.
Don't ever tell me anything. I will never remember it. So I got to see it. It has to be written down. It has to be somewhere I can see it.
Yeah.
So, a cooking class, different from baking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I took a cooking class with the real estate team.
Yeah.
Last December.
Yeah.
When we walked up to that joint, I was like, get me out of here. I do not want to be here. But then they gave me a blowtorch. And we made French onion soup. And I said, I'm really into this. But that's, again, one of those things I would have not ever signed up for myself. So I thought, cooking's hard. I don't like it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to go to this. Literally, when we were standing in line washing our hands, I had my best game face on of like, I'm going to love this. And literally inside, I was like, ugh, get me out of here.
Can't wait for this to be over.
What? How fast can I get out? I had the best time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Again, I had a platoon.
Do you feel like you could recreate the soup at home?
You know, sure. I probably could. But again, it's the task of like doing it's. I told you I'll bring it up a million times. It's my inability to slow down.
Yeah.
And the thought of how long that would take.
Yeah.
Like, man, this was delicious.
Never again.
Maybe I'll buy a blowtorch, though.
I think when I'm alone with cooking.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I'm not worth the time to cook. So the Martha Stewart thing is interesting because she is by herself and she cooks for herself.
She makes yogurt.
The same as she would do it for anybody else, totally. Right? And so that this week while my husband was gone, I made a real conscious effort to like, I'm going to cook for myself something that I want.
Yes.
Every single day.
Yeah, I love
that. And I did it. And I did. I cooked for myself.
There's a TikTok creator that I follow. She lives by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And she does the same thing. Like her days are very intentional. She records her days and it's so soothing. Like she puts really great music to it.
Yeah.
And she's not someone that you'd be like, she's an influencer. She looks like any fucking buddy out there. She doesn't really wear a lot of makeup. She's a little heavier and she just romanticizes her day.
Yeah.
But not in a way of like she's curating her face and outfits and hair. Like she's just being herself.
Right.
And it is so soothing to watch, but she opened a bag of cookies and air fried two cookies and made two cookies and poured a glass of milk and was eating it and like coloring. And someone in the comments was like, you're telling me you can just make two cookies? Like that never occurs. Like you make cookies for people to come over for.
Right.
It never occurred to all these people in the comments that you could literally.
Just for yourself. Make just for two. You.
To yeah. enjoy a treat.
Yeah.
For yourself.
Just take out some cookie dough that's pre-prepared.
Put two in there.
Yeah.
You have warm cookies. Someone was like, you can have warm cookies and a glass of milk every night? But that concept of doing something slow and nice for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I love that. You're doing that. Maybe one day I'll learn. Podcast using my voice. Speaking up for those without voices. So you know how I feel about the planet and animals.
Right.
And to me, I would love to be able to do that in a creative way and help raise money in a creative way and continue to visit parks, everyone. Make sure you're out there visiting parks, even though the government's in a shutdown right now and we can't go to any national parks right now because we have a doofus running things. But go to your metro parks right now. Visit nature. Yeah. Make sure you're donating to help the planet and animals.
Yeah.
Herbs, tinctures, soaps. We already talked about that. Tarot. I want to make sure that I always continue reading tarot and stay up for that. And I just had a friend reach out last night asking me to do a tarot spread for her. And I just want to always make sure I hold on to that. I know we talked about this last episode with Legacy, but it's important for me to continue that outlet.
Do you ever want to design your own tarot deck? Is that on your list?
It goes back to the drawing and the art and all of that. But, you know,
This is true. You know, you could be in charge of designing your own tarot deck and commission somebody to do the artwork.
That's true.
Doesn't have to be you. If you had a vision of what you really wanted, if it ever was downloaded to you and you really knew how you wanted it to look and how you wanted it to feel and present.
Yeah.
Like there's people that do the decks. It's a cool process to listen to somebody who's done a tarot deck. It's a cool thing.
One time Shay did a Bob's Burgers tarot deck.
Oh.
And it was awesome and hilarious and perfect. This is so funny and unique. Like, so yeah, like there's,
yeah,
you know, but that just seems so far for me, like out of my, anything that I have in my body.
Maybe it should be pop culture tarot deck.
Lady Gaga will be the high priestess.
Yes.
So I just want to make sure that I'm always reading tarot. I'm always really in tune with that.
Yeah.
So
love that.
The answer I talked about that karaoke. Talked about that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Supporting artists, that's part of my creativity and my expression, is support people who are really good at it that are local. Yeah. Like I don't care how great the art at TJ Maxx might be on sale. I don't want to have a bunch of art in my home. I do have some.
Right.
But I want to support local artists. I want to make sure that the art hanging around me is beautiful and it supports somebody and meaningful. So I try really hard. I do a pretty good job of only supporting local artists.
I would say most of your house is about that. Mm-hmm.
So
I love that.
Journaling. When I got sober, everyone tells you to journal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When you do shadow work, everyone tells you to journal. When you read tarot, people tell you. Everything that I love doing, people are like, you need to journal about that. I don't like it. I don't like writing.
Right.
And people, so they're like, oh, do you use apps like to journal or voice to text? That lasts like 1 minute. The reason you should journal is because the hand connection to, I know that.
Right. It slows you down.
I told you. Say it a million times.
This is quite the theme for you. This, totally. This list, isn't it?
That's why
slow this down, list slow is down, hard. Slow down, slow down, slow down.
Because creativity takes time.
Yeah.
That I feel like I personally don't have.
Yeah.
So I don't do it.
Well, I think right now that I'm in your life, making the jump from corporate America to something else that feels more sustainable to your soul, unfortunately, is not as sustainable to your wallet. And so
totally.
You're hustling to try to make those connections currently.
Totally.
But that may not always be the case.
Totally.
But it feels that way that now, but maybe not always.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
And I think like Megan Gerber, she was on our pod. She is doing a writing prompt for October. And I signed up for it. Today was the first day. Megan, if you're listening, I'm so sorry. I did not do it this morning, but I'm going to do it today at some point. I know you're supposed to do it first thing. But I'm like, that's a good way to be held accountable to someone that I respect and that's doing something creative in our community to start doing something like this, if only to support her.
Right.
If only to help her with this project, I will do this.
Right.
But I know it's good for many, many reasons. So I would really love to try for the 800th
time. It was a nice way to push you into that.
Totally.
Into that space to support somebody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very spoken very much like a number two Enneagram.
I hope that helps you. I guess I'll just...
Mary, if you're listening, that was for you. That's exactly it. This is how we're operating over here, all of us twos.
As long as it's supporting you, which can help. I have Pinterest on this list. Here's the thing. I love Pinterest.
Yeah.
It's where I find out all my haircuts. It's where I find out all my inspiration for things. I do vision boards via Pinterest.
Nice.
I would just like to use it more to help my creativity.
Yeah.
Like it's really awesome to look at other people's things on there as well.
Where you get inspiration.
It's a great visual inspiration that I don't tap into enough. So
yeah.
I would like to leverage that more.
As a visual person, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love Pinterest too.
It's great.
Yeah.
Collages. You know, I love a good collage. What is it called when you make a picture out of other pieces of things? What is that called?
You mean like where you span back and it's a picture of a person's face, but you like get really close and it's a whole bunch of other photos?
No, we kind of did it here with Sarah where you like make something out of like we took magazine pieces and we made one picture based on cutouts things. It's called something specific. I know Shay does it a lot too. Yeah, it's like it's basically like a mixed media format where you take like, okay, I want to make a picture of fall and you might use a leaf from one magazine and then a moon from a different image from a different, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I think that's a good way for me to show up artistically if I want to create a visual of something without the pressure of drawing or painting.
Right.
So I'd like to do more of that.
Yeah. Love that.
I would love to create a tracker or journal for women at the gym for sale. Because I do feel like a lot of information women get about the gym is really convoluted and way too much. And I would love to do a very simple, here is a 12-month program of lifting. Here's a journal and tracker, way easy way to do it. Super chill, not complex. Also ask how you're feeling. Also works around your period and your cycle.
Right.
Making sure that on your luteal phase, you know, you're not.
Right.
I just think there's not anything like that out there. I would love to do that for women.
Yeah. Do you feel like, I feel like there are some lifting things about you, but not combined. You feel like there's period things and there's lifting things, but nothing that
like,
really.
You know, that's part of your cycle. And it can be different too, by the way. I actually lift fine on my actual period. It's the week before that I'm like, it's not working.
Right.
So it's different. So I just think having a 12-month journal tracker where you're putting the weights, what you're doing is already in there. You're putting your weights in. You're also tracking what phase you are in your cycle. So you can see for yourself, for you.
Yeah.
Where you need to take it easier. Like, I just don't think that's all that's combined.
Right. Or you can modify some of it. Yeah.
And personalize it to you and what you're doing. And
yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. Create real estate resources and training for new real estate agents. It's
important. When you get out of school and you realize you don't know shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
None of this. You can luckily have a team, because otherwise, I mean, if you're listening. And then I would love, I'm learning Spanish right now again for like the third time. I'm flying through it, Duolingo, because I've taken Spanish for a lot of years off and on.
Right.
But I want to learn Latin.
Mm, nice.
How spooky would I be if I pretended I was doing spells to people in Latin?
It would be great. Well, the good news is all those languages are Latin based. So it's pretty
it should
easy.
Should be okay.
To, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be a pretty quick transition, I think, for you.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to learn a dead language, you know?
Yeah, know what I'm saying? You're like, I only want this for witchcraft.
Yeah, it's only to be spookier.
Spoken like a true Wiccan in the middle of spooky season.
Yeah. How can it be spookier and weirder and crazier?
Carrie's going to love this part, by the way. Shout out to you, Carrie. We love you.
I want to learn how to make a delicious latte.
Ooh.
Fancy delicious latte.
I love that.
With sobriety meetings, get-togethers.
Too.
That's what I would be doing right now if I had any extra time in my life.
Yeah.
I would be doing that.
Yeah. Maybe we can do that in the garden space. Mm.
Two more. Open a coffee shop called Brew and Book.
Ooh.
Coffees, books.
Books together.
You sit there, you read whatever's there, bring your own book, check out books there, sit there and read them.
Which is Brew and Spells? All books are. Which related?
That would be awesome. I almost said Cauldron Brew.
See?
That's a still working name, as this will probably be something that happens a lot later in life for me. But
it would be broader if it wasn't witch related, but it would be fantastic.
Yeah. My last thing on my list is just yoga. So I'm currently working with someone loosely and helping them with their social. And through that, I can get my yoga instructor license. I have yet to take a single second of a class for that because I've just been too busy.
Right.
But it's always been on my list to learn how to be a yoga instructor and to help people with physical limitations or people living in a bigger body to do yoga in a way that feels comfortable for them.
I love that.
Yeah, that's my list.
Yay!
That was hard.
It was. This one was way easier than me than the legacy one and the wealth legacy one was way harder for me than this one. But I also that leans light, right? Like we talked about last time, really easy for us to fill up 1,000 spots of where we're, what adventure we're going to go on and where we're going to travel.
Yeah.
I feel like I have a lot of creative things that I would love to do. So I probably could have continued on this list. I could have added more to it. Because usually if it's a creative experience of some kind or a creative exploration, like let's do something fun, creative, I'm totally in. And if we're traveling somewhere or checking out some new adventure, also totally in.
Right.
So those two things. And if it involves dance or I'm never afraid of any of that.
Right.
Yes, 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 yes. Across the board. Yes.
Yeah.
So for the, anytime those things cross paths, I'm like, yep.
Right.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Yep. But the wealth and legacy one, that one was a hard one. That one took me a long time.
Well, and I'm interested too, because next is career and creative work.
Right.
And
there's going to be some crossover, I feel like, from some of the other things.
Crossover for sure. And maybe, I think for me, this list isn't going to be as long.
Yeah.
I think for me, I would have not picked this. I would have picked like charity work or community work, or, and maybe that's what I'll just focus some of this on, is like, yeah.
Isn't career there shimmer. Another one though? There's another one that's a community one.
So we have
one.
Creative, career and creative work, relationships, love, family, health and fitness, spiritual, soul, inner work, connection, community.
Connection, community. So, that would be that one. But that, yeah, so that, I, you know, so I, that, look forward and then,
yeah.
You know, again, if there's something you want to substitute or if some of these categories don't have very many in them and you want to add more to other categories.
Yeah.
Totally cool.
Yeah.
It's totally cool. I'm going to try to push myself to try to get as close to 30 yep. in each section if I can.
Yeah.
And, you know, Googling lists have been helpful for me. Some ChatGPT help has been help. You know, sometimes you just talk about it and asking my partner or asking my husband or asking my friends, like, you know, if you had to answer this, what would this be for you? And yeah. sometimes some of their answers sparks. I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. That would be cool. So sometimes after you and I talk, after we record, I'll modify some yeah. or add some because I'm like, that was a really great idea.
Yeah.
I would have added all of your travel ones to mine.
Same. Vice versa.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
In all totally. Of, across the board in. Yeah. That would be where I fill my cup is like, I mean, what, how many more experiences?
Right? The Bigfoot convention on yours, but I'm glad you know about it now.
I mean, all of the weird things that you had, I was like, totally in. And I stayed in the more conventional route, but I would 100% go to all.
The Psyllium Festival. And,
yes. Yes. I was behind, by the way, I was behind a person, a lady at the doggy. It's Willie got his vaccine yesterday. And she brought her doggy in and was standing in front of me. And it had the cycle of mushrooms on the back of the sweatshirt she was wearing. And it showed all the way to the mycelium network. And then it was so cool. And I thought of you and I was like, she would love that sweatshirt so much.
I have a few mushroom sweatshirts. Never yeah. gonna have too many.
Yeah. Yeah. Almost asked her where she got it.
Ma'am.
Excuse me.
We're gonna need that shirt.
This is not anything appropriate for right now, but I need to know. Where did you get this shirt from? Know. Yeah. Yeah.
Before we wrap up, I do want to say one last soapbox thing, which is support your local creative people.
Please.
Whether it be going to a farmer's market, whether it be going to see a local theater, whether it be going to a drag show, because Lord knows drag queens right now need our support. We right. went to a show last week for RuPaul's Drag Race, Work the State, Work the World. And their speeches really inspired me too, of yeah. just like how important it is to support queer creators right now. So just our communities are so rich.
Yeah.
With people doing really creative things. Mm-hmm. Go support those people because they can only continue doing it when they have the support.
Right, right. And I think for those of us that are struggling with the way of the world currently and worried about what's happening, I do think that it's the one guaranteed way to make you feel hopeful and connected and supportive and doing what you can. And that is supporting the local people in your area. So totally. Get out there, do it.
Farmers markets.
All of them. Yep.
I bought the best loaf of sourdough bread from a vendor in Delaware at their farmers market.
Yeah.
And yeah. that is a craft.
Yeah.
That is creativity.
Oh. Yeah.
It was delicious. So just, you know, this time of year especially is a great time. We'll be listening to this in November, but the holidays are coming up. Support local people doing beautiful, beautiful work.
Yep, so. I agree. And for if any of this resonated with anybody, please pass it along. Again, we would love nothing more than you to get your girlfriends, your moms, your sisters together, do these lists, use them at the holidays to have conversation, use these lists to buy gifts for Christmas. We're hoping that this comes out and you guys really have a great time with it and help each other's dreams come true.
Yeah, instead of buying something for somebody, buy them an experience from one of these lists, right?
So help them achieve something on yeah. the list.
If yeah. they say, I would love to learn pottery, find a pottery workshop in your area, support that local business, and then give that person a gift of an experience. So
absolutely.
Please give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook. We're on Spotify, iHeart, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts.
Have fun, you guys. Love you.
Love you.